Guava juice.
What's up, man?
How's your morning?
Episode 101.
What'd you do this morning?
Baby stuff, man. The in-laws are finally gone. Not finally gone. I wish they were back, but they went back to the Philippines.
Yeah.
So this is like the first full week we have with the baby.
Oh, this is the first time, right?
The first
time.
Or
it's just you two.
Yeah.
Your parents are like...
My parents
like
are here, but
near,
they're...
Near, but they're not living here.
They're
not,
they are near, but yeah. They have like full-time jobs for now.
Yeah.
But it'll slowly shift as the
year
goes on.
So you only have like nighttime help now?
Nighttime help. Not even.
Oh, they don't come over after work?
They have to sleep.
And I forgot about that.
And then my pops works till like towards midnight, so it's kind of like, oh. So,
dang.
It's cool, though.
Okay.
It's nice. It's a little bit of adjustment.
I didn't even think about it. This is the first time you're like, oh, this is real.
I know, dude. Yeah. Usually we just wake up and then we're like, oh my gosh, we need like an extra hour and a half of sleep, so we just pass the baby down to the in-laws and go to sleep. Now we gotta go up. We gotta wake up.
Oh,
feed the
I
dogs.
Actually just saw a study that just came out that said, if you don't have a babysitter, screen time.
What?
Yeah.
If you don't have a babysitter, screen time.
Yeah, just put the baby in front of a TV.
How's the baby?
Apparently, it's good for you now.
Huh?
No.
I was like, wait, really?
No, you're about like, yes.
I'm about to catch up on Jujutsu Kaisen, bro. I'm like, really? Oh, man. No, I was like, what? There's no way. But yeah, that's been the week. That's been the day. How about you? What you did today?
Oh, my gosh. I was busy. I woke
up
late.
Yeah, dude. You came in 15 minutes late to the shoot.
I know. That never happens.
I know. You're always prompt.
I know.
So what happened?
I just woke up a little bit late because Alexis had to fly out at like 3 a.m. She had to leave the house. Yeah. So then I was up and I said bye and then couldn't sleep. And then my alarm went off and I was like, oh, what do I have to do today? And then, because I usually don't set an alarm. So I was like, why did I set an alarm? And I was like, oh, I got the podcast. And then I was like, oh, I got a call at 12. And then it was already 11:30.
Uh-oh.
And then I was like, and then my team messaged me, did you order it, the thing for the brand deal? And I was like, oh, I forgot to order the thing for the brand deal yesterday.
No.
And then I got a bunch of texts. My friend was like, we still streaming tonight? And I was like, oh, yes, we're still streaming tonight. I forgot. And then Alexis texted that she landed, and then I was like, oh, and I didn't respond to it till I got here, and I was like, oh, I forgot to respond to it.
Oh, no.
So I was like...
Do you set calendar, like, things on your calendar on your phone?
Like, no. Oh. So what it was a brand deal. I was supposed to order something, and then I did order it last week, and then when it was supposed to arrive, I got an email that said, hey, it was an internal...
Yeah.
Problem.
Uh-huh.
And we won't be able to ship it until next week. And I was like, oh, okay.
No.
So then they're like, just order it by Wednesday, end of day, and you should get it by the time you need it. I was like, okay. Yesterday was Wednesday by the end of day. And I forgot because Alexis was having a really bad day.
Oh.
So then I was just like with her the whole time, and things kept popping up, and I was like, what? 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 So I'm just a stress ball right now.
It's okay, man. Control the things you can control. That's all you can do.
Yeah, but I got to do a better job of controlling them.
Why?
Because I forget stuff. I got 84K, baby.
You do have 84K. You know, I was talking to Aaron because I saw him this week.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about you.
Why? Why?
No, because we were just like, yo, how is Alex? Like, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood, but I never actually know your perspective of your little brother growing up. Like.
Oh.
You know, I saw him. He's like, oh my gosh, he cannot stay focused. He cannot. He just crazy energy nonstop.
And Aaron's like, well, as his older brother, what I could tell you is never focuses high energy.
No, he did say that. He was like, oh my God, he is crazy, man. Like, this is nonstop energy. Go, go, go. And then as soon as he got a phone, he got contained. He's like, yeah, screen time.
Screen time
was so good for you.
I think it just helped me like organize my life. I was like, I don't just have to remember or write it in a planner and never look at it. Then once, like, because we were like when we started high school, flip phone stage still.
Yeah,
yeah. So like, not until like
iPhone. When did you get your iPhone?
I don't know, like junior year.
Did you notice
a difference? 17 or 16.
Yeah, and then you were like more. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because in the little flip phones, you can't do much. But then once you get the screen, then the apps and then the notes and then the scheduling. And I was like, oh. And my life just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have ringtones on your little flip phone?
No.
I had ringtones.
You did.
Yeah.
You always had something different.
I was like, ooh, dude, like punk pop was there. And I was like, ooh, let me look up Forever, the Sickest Kids. That
Sometimes
one song.
I remember. Every time your phone went off, I was like, oh, there was a Pokemon one time. I was like, oh, Yeah. And every time it went off, it was like, ding, ding, just something nostalgic. And I was like, hey.
I know. I'm going to, as soon as this is over, I'm going to get my old ringtones back.
I'm surprised you don't have specific ringtones for specific people.
I do.
What for do you have for me?
Gay.
Should I call you?
Ha, gay.
Should I call you?
Is it? No, I'm kidding.
It's the same thing. Oh.
Ha.
I feel like that would definitely be what you do.
No, I wouldn't. Yours would probably be like, every night I see you standing by the corner, picking nothing and you playing popcorn. You know
you should. No, yeah.
You do? That'll probably be you.
Hey, yeah. I think you should do that because I'm sure, I feel like you're very music. Our whole life, you've been very music, all music in your face.
Yeah.
And you are like, so I'm sure when you look at somebody, you could be like, oh, I think of this song I heard this song for the first time with them. Like, if for me, you could put Rivers.
Rivers?
Yeah, remember that emo song that we found like 2 years ago? And we were like, whoa, if they scream right here, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. And then that way, when you're playing with the baby or like you can't get to your phone, you can just hear who it is.
That's
like,
true. Oh, it's that's true. Again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that stresses me out more than ringtones.
Yeah.
Like when my phone goes off, it's like, oh my gosh.
Who is it? What is it? Is it work?
It's like immediate. Yeah. Like you have to attend it immediately.
Yeah.
Compared to text messages where it goes off, you can respond whenever, but
I think that would be good because then it would calm you. You'd be like, oh, it's just Alex.
But then eventually I get so desensitized with the song, even if it's like a chill song.
Oh.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's starting to stress me out because it's like associated with like, answer immediately.
Well, so what's the worst call you get just in your daily life? Not like somebody died, but like in your daily life, if you get a call and you heard a ringtone and you knew who it was, you'd be like, God, no. I think we have the same one probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, no, that's probably nobody actually.
I work. If like our team calls us and we have to be like, oh, in professional mode on the phone, you're like, oh. That's the only time I'm like, I mean, if you're watching this, Charlie, I don't mind.
No.
But I'm just saying like, oh, I got to like lock in. I can't just be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Back then it used to bother me, but right now it's pretty chill.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I'm just kidding, Charlie. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't even know who said that. Come on. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
He doesn't even know who Charlie is.
I got a riddle.
You got riddle time?
All of you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got Matt, audience participation there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I came across this video and I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And I can't explain it. I'm just going to tell you the story and I'm going to ask you a question. And you guys, and then you just take turns answering. Okay?
Yep.
So, audience, play along. Here we go.
Audience, play along.
And then you can do this with your family, too. And, make sure.
Hold on, let me just turn on the AC up.
Gotta make sure.
There you go. Go ahead.
Okay. So, there's this guy. Okay? He's just a man. And he goes to this funeral. And he's at the funeral, and he sits down, and all the eulogies happen and whatnot. And he goes up to the casket. It's an open casket.
Yeah.
He goes up, he views the body, and then he looks up across the casket, and he locks eyes with a girl.
Oh.
And he's just like, oh. Like, they just lock eyes for a second. And he's like, wow. Then, everyone goes home. That was the girl he locked eyes with was the daughter of the guy in the casket. 2 days later, the mother dies. What happened? Wait, what do you think?
Do it
what
again.
Do you think?
Say that one more time. That's okay. A lot of information.
Okay.
A guy goes to a funeral,
and he walks up to the open casket.
Sure.
The family is standing behind, and when he's viewing the body, he locks eyes with the daughter for a second. And then that's it. And then he leaves the funeral. 2 days later, the mom dies. What happened?
What the fudge?
Yeah. What do you guys think? What could have happened? With that information. Go ahead, Leo.
Based on the context, I think the most common solution would be they killed the parents.
Who's they?
The guy and the daughter.
Okay.
Killed the parents for life insurance money.
Okay. That's a good guess, but he doesn't know the daughter. It's like he just locked eyes with her.
Oh!
I think I understand.
What do you think?
Well, if it was my wife.
Yeah.
Who, and I was in the casket.
Yeah.
She probably died from the heartbreak.
Oh.
Dang, that's a. Dang. Dang, you like, it's romance.
Heartbroken, losing me.
Bro.
Facts.
That's some internal trauma you're talking about.
Dang, okay.
That's internal trauma.
All right, dude, what do you think?
I think I know the answer.
What?
So, the guy goes to the funeral.
Yeah.
He locks eyes with the daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
And 2 days later, the mom dies.
Yeah.
And from all the deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
The only way he can see the daughter again is if another funeral happens. So he killed the mom.
Oh, that's
right?
Dark.
Is that good?
That's some dark shit.
But then like, no, seriously though, like if he kills the mom, there's gonna be another funeral. Who's gonna be in the funeral? The girl.
guys,
right?
Guys, right? Wait.
I do.
Wait, guys. Hold on.
Hold on. That's what I'm thinking.
Hold on. Oh my gosh, this is a hat turner. So, holy crap.
Is that true?
I don't know. Okay, so this is a test. Like the CIA and the FBI ask people this when they have when they suspect something of the person, right? And when the thing that they suspect is that person is a psychopath. And whenever somebody comes up with that answer, which I've asked 10 people, nobody's answered that the right way. Yeah, that's the right answer if you're a psychopath. So that's the literal like national test to see if you're a psychopath.
Roy!
Is it a psychopath or acoustic?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. That is the literal verbal puzzle riddle test that the FBI uses to check if you're a psychopath. And that's the answer.
Or so that's the answer?
Yes.
Because, like...
I mean, I guess for psychopaths, if you're a psychopath...
I mean, like, that's fine. I'm cool.
What?
But, like, think about it, though. If you want to see a girl again, and the only way you can see her is through the funeral of her family member...
Yeah.
Might as well kill her mother.
Yeah.
Am I right? Right?
No, it's good writing.
Yeah, it's good writing.
That's crazy. I asked everybody that, and everybody said, like, what you guys said.
Yeah, I can literally, like, I could write. You die! I wish this was a knife, dog.
No.
I wish this was a knife.
No.
You would have been bleeding.
What?
You would have been bleeding.
You just want to see Coda again.
Huh?
You just want to see Coda again. So you gotta get rid of me. That's crazy.
I wish I had a knife.
You answered that correctly.
Dang, bro.
That's a crazy
answer. That's a crazy answer,
nobody,
dog.
The first time I heard that, and I was like, oh, I can't remember what I said. Something like you guys. And they told me. I was like, whoa. And then I asked on stream. I asked Aaron, Ronnie, and Alexis.
Really?
And they were all like, whoa, when I told them that could be the... That's what a psychopath would say.
Did they say it?
No.
Oh.
You're well, the only
no,
one.
Leo said...
For insurance.
Oh. But no, that's even worse. That's even worse. That's for money.
Yeah.
Mine is for love.
For love.
Yours
right,
for money.
Right.
No, I said that's what a life insurance person like.
That's crazy. I feel like I'm sweating.
Why are you sweating, doc?
That was just crazy. I thought
it's
in
a
my
riddle,
head.
Bro. Who made up the whole FBI thing? You probably made that up. The FBI probably asked them different questions.
You know what FBI, you know what kind of word that is?
Acronym.
No, that's what a lot of people think.
Whoa.
It's initialism.
Oh.
So if you say like an acronym is like SCUBA or NASA.
Yeah, of course.
But if you say the letters FBI, CIA, IDK, that's initialism.
What's the difference?
You say the letters, it's initialism. If it spells a word like NASA, SCUBA, whatever.
Yeah.
Then it's acronym.
That's what a sociopath would say.
No,
that's exactly what a sociopath.
No,
I'm a psychopath. You're a sociopath.
No.
Only sociopaths think about initialism. FBI,
no.
MBA. When you can always say FB.
FB, yeah.
Huh?
What's the difference?
If you have to say out the letters, that's initialism. Him and me.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Spelling.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. What? I gotta look into this more. I gotta be like, hey,
you
so
good.
I'm gonna ask.
You know me. Am I a sociopath? Psychopath?
I don't think so. I don't think. Maybe when we were teenagers, I thought maybe there's a chance. Yeah,
there was a chance. It's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone now. You beat it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like you ever go down the road as a teenager? It's like, I wonder what's gonna happen if I jump out the car in the highway.
No. I guess so. I could see, I could see myself saying, how would I jump out of the car if I had to?
How
like,
would I?
Tuck and roll, yeah.
Mine's like, what if I jump out? That would be cool. You never had thoughts like that as a teenager?
I have some pretty dark thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. I always know what the worst thing I could respond or say in a situation is, and I think about it. I would never say it, but I'm like, what would it be? And then I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that would be it. Yep.
Oh, like example, like in high school, like.
Oh no, no, it's too dark. I can't tell.
Oh.
What it was.
Really.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. No. What? No, it's not bad. It never happens. I just know. I'm just always aware of what the worst thing that could happen right now is.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know what you mean. Like if something happens right now.
Yeah.
Me too. That means you're always prepared.
Yeah, always prepared. I think I'm a scenario guy.
You are, bro.
I am. If I, like, before every boxing match, for, like, probably the whole training camp, I'm thinking, okay, if he says this, I'm going to say this. Oh, I should say this in the thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should say something. Like, after the IDubbbz fight, I was like,
yeah.
I already was, like, in my head, I was like, I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and after I win, I'm going to give a speech about trying to get him to fight one more time because he wants to retire.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And I was like, oh, and then I won. And I was like, oh, this is the next part of my scenario that I guessed correctly.
Yeah, that's what sociopaths would do too.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys don't think of scenarios all the time?
I do, just not as much as you, which is fine. You're just a person who thinks all the time.
I like to cover all my bases.
You do. I think about this all the time when I'm in the movies. Like, what if a shooter comes? What am I going to do?
Oh, yeah, I know. I think about
that
too.
What would you do?
Oh, I would...
like, you're over there watching what...
It depends on the scenario. Like, am I with somebody, or am I just trying to escape, or am I trying to protect somebody?
You're with somebody. Unless, I mean, who? I mean, do you watch movies by yourself?
No, I never have.
Yeah, so you're with somebody. Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter who it is, because some people are like, whatever.
You, whatever? Okay, Fousey.
Ah. Oh, yeah. I gotta protect him for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. He hasn't won any fights, so I gotta probably be the one to fight.
Oh.
But he could pick up all our stuff because he's so strong. Oh, and then he can run with it, and then I'll fight off the guy.
He looks good, though.
He does.
Good. He look good.
He always looks good.
Yeah.
He's so shiny.
Dang. Okay, how about let's give Leo right over there who gave you the financial one.
So if somebody came in with a gun, it depends on where I'm sitting, but first thing I would do, I'd be like, Leo, let's get down. Like crouch because there's chairs, there's rows, it's hard for him to see.
Yes.
Then we just crawl to the opposite end of the theater that he's at, and then we'd wait till he's interacting with somebody. It's like when you're in Fortnite and you're like getting chased, and then you run past somebody hoping they'll start fighting.
Yeah.
And so we gotta wait till he's distracted, and then we're gonna run out.
Got it.
If there's in my head, hopefully it's just us in the theater, because if there's other people, that's a tough decision. Should I try to sneak back around the corner if he didn't see us leave and take him out, or should I? I'll be like, Leo, call the cops. I'm going to see if I can stop him or not.
Would you try to save the other people?
That's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, would I go back in or would I just wait for the cops?
Well, it'd be a hero, basically.
Yeah. The only way I would go back in is if I had some type of advantage. If he didn't see me leave and he's close to like a corner that I can surprise him around. If I can't surprise him, I can't risk my life for strangers. But
I always thought about this scenario in my head. Like, what if, like, you know, you watch a movie, and a shooter comes from the front.
From the front? Out of the screen?
Or you know,
under the screen?
The side, and then you go in the front. They always enter from the front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if this will work, but what if I take off all my clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Will that make me more of a target, or will he be like, oh.
I think just don't draw his attention, and that draws his attention.
Yeah, but it was like, oh,
because
man.
He's going to be like, he's going to be jealous, first of all.
Really?
Yeah, he's gonna be like,
he's gonna take off all his clothes too.
No, he's too embarrassed. He's like, he don't go. He's not packing like you.
Oh,
come on now.
So you know,
we the long bald bandits.
Long bald bandits, baby.
Yeah.
LBB.
Sometimes when me and Roy used to jog a lot together.
Oh look, it's my bottles.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Me and Roy used to jog together, and sometimes we would have to stop abruptly because there was like a stop sign we didn't see, or a red light, or a train, or a car, or something.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we would like stop running, like facing each other, and then you hear.
No.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, dude.
It's like the pendulum. It's like ding.
It's just kind of like, you know, it was kind of. It's carrying too much weight. It has to kind of like slow down, you know?
Do you guys ever do that sway thing when you're bored, just like zoning out and you're just swaying standing up?
With your balls?
Yeah.
I do.
And you just hit your thigh to thigh to thigh yeah. to thigh to thigh.
Yeah. Sometimes I go forward and backwards. So is that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the like pop
belly button to the mid back.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
it's pretty good. And there's this thing called the Batman.
Yeah.
You ever do the Batman?
Yeah.
Where you kind of shape your thighs like a bat and you go ding dong like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this.
Ah.
But that's my balls, not my dick.
You know, you ever do the kendama?
Oh, no. I gotta try that out, bro. My balls ain't that low. But maybe next year. Because your balls sag. Okay, testicles sag over time.
Yeah, give me another year.
Maybe I can get to your level.
Yeah.
This is like, what, basement level 4?
That is for a giant. That looks like, that would look normal if Shaq was drinking that.
Bro.
It's like half a jug.
I know, I have a stomach. My boss have 2 stomachs, so I have 3 stomachs.
Can I have my water? Why do you have so much water? What do you do with
migraines,
that?
Bro? You know, I carry.
There's no top. You just let it breathe like that?
I mean, it's save time, bro. Because every second you take off the top, that's 365 seconds a year that you could be doing something else.
Dang. All right. How about, since you're getting a big, your thirst is quenched, how about you tell me about your giant water, the benefits of it, and why you do it in a rap.
Yo, look, I get too lazy to fill my water bottle, so I just do it all at once. That way I go to the sink and then I fill it up just twice a day. Maybe, twice a hay, You ever played that Farmville game in the Facebook and you gotta harvest the hay? Like, whoa, Mayday Parade, dang what you do. I don't even know, I hate to be you, to know what this song's about. Ooh, yeah. Jersey just got colder.
That was really good. You're like, I don't want to fill it up. I learned a lot of information in that.
I know.
That's pretty good.
That's mainly the point, dog.
Dang, so I'm a sociopath and you're a psychopath?
I think so. Psychopath. Psychopath is mainly... Wait, no. That's a serial killer. What's a psychopath?
I think serial killers are psychopaths.
No, they're not.
Oh. Are they sociopaths?
I mean, sociopath is like... You ever watch You?
In the
on
mirror?
Netflix?
Oh, no.
Sociopath is more like you manipulate people through words and... Right? Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. A psychopath. Origins of psychopath. More likely influenced by genetic or biological... Oh, okay. The origins of sociopath shaped by environmental factors such as trauma or upbringing. So being a psychopath, you're born with it.
Yeah.
Sociopath, it's through whoever you hang out with. Okay? Behavior. A psychopath is calculated, controlled, and manipulative. I see that. Sociopath, impulsive, erratic, and prone to emotional outbursts. I do that too. Okay, crimes. Ready? A psychopath's crimes are typically premeditated and strategic. And sociopath's crimes are impulsive and disorganized. Maybe you're a psychopath because you like to, you know, think about scenarios.
I wasn't
think
listening
it.
To any of this the whole time.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Read this. The conscience of a sociopath or conscience of a psychopath.
Okay. The conscience of a psychopath. Essentially absent.
You weren't listening to the whole thing. What's the other one for the sociopath?
Oh, the conscience for the sociopath?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Oh, it doesn't say. It doesn't have a...
Oh.
Like, so there's the...
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you have it?
Weak, but not entirely
absent.
Oh,
that's right next to it.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you might be a sociopath,
oh
bro.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking about the next thing we're going to talk about, and I was like, okay, what am I going to say after he's done saying all these big words?
Yeah.
You never zone out, like when you're in a conversation, in like a meeting or something, uh-huh. How much do you zone out? Because I'll zone out probably...
Conversation in a meeting?
Yeah, I'll zone out probably 10 seconds every minute. At least 10 seconds, and then I'll have to gauge what we're talking about by looking at people's faces. And then I guess. So it's like imposter, but I have to play.
Nah, bro. I'm engaged basically the whole time.
What?
In a meeting.
You never have to be like, oh, I wonder what she said.
No.
What?
I really don't. If it's like a meeting, like,
really?
With our team or like someone.
You remember it all?
Yeah, I take notes. It's important.
Dang it.
It's okay, bro. You're a psychopath.
No, you're a psychopath. I'm a socio.
No, I'm not.
You're a socio.
I'm a socio.
Oh, I'm psycho.
Because mine's more impulsive, less strategic.
Yeah.
And emotionally, I'm a sociopath. That's fine.
And I'm a psychopath.
Exactly.
Hey.
Guaranteed.
But we not shooting shots.
Only long ball brothers, bro.
Long ball bandits.
Bro. You're making me nervous. Because you might kill me.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Love on the Spectrum?
Here and there.
The new season just came out.
Season 3?
Freaking love it.
Really?
Yeah, it's done. I'm sad. I watched it all. It's so good. Logan and Dylan. If you end up watching season 3, Logan and Dylan, just remember those names.
Logan and
Dylan.
They're
some good guys.
Oh, okay.
They're all awesome.
Yeah.
They're all awesome. They're all just out there looking for love. They're on different levels of the spectrum. They're just trying their best. Yep. But let me tell you something.
Okay.
100% of them, horny.
Horny?
Yeah. I'm telling you. They're like, I just want to find love. And then they meet that person, and then they're like, it's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. She's the one. And they're just like, you want to kiss?
How do you know that's horny, though?
Oh, you watch it. You'll know. They'll be like, all they think about is kissing.
Oh, okay.
Like, all they want to do is kiss and hold hands and kiss and hold hands. And they just want to find somebody to do
that. I don't
think
that's horny. That's just affection, dude. Kissing?
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
one is like, yo, you want to touch my balls?
No, there's one girl from the last season that was like, all she wanted, like, she, it was
really?
The one that practiced kissing with her pillow.
Hey, Coda.
That's all she
Sorry,
was.
Sorry, Coda's
no.
drinking the pool.
No drinking there's the chlorine. Pool water.
Coda.
She's like, this is not a slurp.
Hey,
no, it's not a slurp.
Okay. Hey, Coda, that's chlorine water.
It's chloraina.
There you go.
It's
she might be thirsty, dude.
Ina.
Get a little water.
Welcome back to the Socio Psycho Podcast.
Socio Psycho Podcast. We were just officially renamed it the Socio Psychopath.
Yeah.
Pod.
This guy is a psychopath. Hey, hey. If any of your dogs is a psychopath, it's this one.
Oh, yeah. Chop it.
He wants attention, dude.
He's a psycho head. Hey, Izzy, no. Oh, you socio, huh? You the control group, Coda. Look at him.
I got something for you to try.
What?
I thought it would be fun. You know?
What?
I saw this on TikTok.
What?
I just want you to try it. You know, I buy random things. This is cool to kind of demonstrate. So I saw this on TikTok. I thought it would be cool. And you're going to try it for me to see if I could I should return it or not.
Okay.
Any guesses?
I think I took the mic back too early.
Here, give me.
I don't know. I don't know. So I see it says light life, sit better. Oh, I need to sit better.
Yeah.
Oh, I took it back too early.
You took it back too early. Hold on. I can
see you don't really get a lot of packages.
Yeah, I do. Okay. All right. Posture aura, light life, sit better. Neck posture corrector encourages better neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What could it be?
Dude,
you put it on your neck?
You put it on your neck.
It's been like
a month. I've been trying to
fix your posture.
Make a video about this, but I got too lazy.
What do you mean, like a story?
Yeah, something.
What is that?
All right. Yeah, instructions.
Oh, it's a neck brace?
It's a neck brace to sit better, Here what? We go.
Oh, from
yeah. Try it.
How? Like this?
The chin in the front, right? No, other way.
Like this.
Yes. What? Yes. It looks like that.
Oh, I can unstrap this probably.
Yes.
Like this.
Yeah, exactly.
What? You know who would buy this?
Me.
A sociopath.
Yeah, it's falsehood, bro. You're right.
Okay. You gotta make sure it's all like,
Tighten it
to where you...
Like that?
Yep. Perfect posture, baby.
Is it perfect?
Yes.
Because like, I know it's bad to always look at your phone down here. So like, with my back rehab, there are like a lot of the movements are doing the opposite. Yeah.
Does it work? Oh, wait, you can adjust this part. Hold on.
Wait. Oh, that's nice.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because before it was pushing on my Alex's apple, but now it's higher up. Alex's
apple.
So, good? Yeah, actually, this is pretty cool.
Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, if I was like streaming at the desktop, it'd be nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you want this?
No, I'll do it in like 15 minutes.
How long? Are you supposed to keep it on for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, cool.
All right. Bless you. Oh, happy belated.
My birthday!
Your birthday! So, hey, Chopper, come here, dude. So, any goals for 27?
Get married. I don't want to be...
Okay.
I want... Next year, I better be married. I'm marrying somebody.
Yeah.
So, have your phone ready.
I mean, I'm married already, but, you know, I can do what Utah does.
What?
Polygram.
Oh.
Polynesian.
Polynesian. I can do what you taught us. And I was like, what did I teach you?
No, Utah, polygamy.
What Utah does. Polygamy. Okay, got it. Yeah.
I can polygamy. Yeah. I mean, life's, that's called free will, baby.
Yeah.
That's what a sociopath would say. Yeah. So, yeah, get married. You plan it all out?
No, because we still got to figure out, like, where we're going to live.
Oh,
so our lease is up in June, but we're gonna like we're probably gonna do month to month, and then but like freaking like July or August, we got to figure out where what are we gonna do?
Your options are here or there.
The options are an apartment here, rent a house here, go or move to North Carolina or just somewhere.
Yeah,
not here.
Okay.
I looked up the.
Oh. What the? That was random. Okay. Uh-huh.
I looked up this list and it said best states to raise children in a study done in 2026.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys look at studies as much as I do?
Nope, that's psychopath stuff.
Oh.
I don't look like I don't really look at lists and stuff. But what did your psychopathic research say?
It said I think I can't remember what number one was, but number two was like Tennessee. Number three was North Carolina. Out of all 50 states in the country,
yeah. Did they say why or any reason? Or
I don't know. It was just a study done. I guess they like. I don't know if it was. It was probably just general knowledge, like or no, they probably have to look at stuff, right?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
and be like, okay, is it like crime rate, like expense of living?
Who did the study? Because sometimes you can just say stuff, people believe it.
Let me see.
Yeah, because like you can say like, oh, top three workouts you can do with your body, squats, biceps, calves. See, and people will start doing that because they believe you. Because the power of sociopathism.
I bet there's a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Oh, now that I'm looking at this video, I don't know if I trust this guy.
See?
Oh! Worst states to raise children in for the year 2026 is based on affordability, crime rate, and education.
Oh.
Texas, number three worst state to raise children in 2026.
Oh, worst.
Florida didn't make the list.
Arizona.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
West Virginia.
No.
New York.
Yes, New York, number two worst state to raise. Think West Virginia, the other one.
Louisiana
number
the other one.
Four. The other one that's on every bad list, I'll say. Always the worst. Georgia number five.
Wow.
You went to school?
Yeah, no. Is it Drinkloom?
Do they say number one or the other one's
number one says
California number one worst state to raise kids in.
California. That's good. He probably lives in California. He just wants people to go with.
Yeah. He's like, get out of here.
I mean, like
I wonder what that's based on though. Like crime or
race,
like education.
I don't know
level.
I really don't know, but it's nice right now, but I guess as a kid, I'm not sure exactly.
I feel like it's fine as long as you're
Let's ask the Californians.
I think as long as you're like financially stable, it doesn't matter where you live.
How do you grow up? How do you guys grow up here? You guys like growing up in California?
Did you guys get into some reckless behavior?
Yeah.
What's
your experience like?
You an ex-gang member? You an ex-gang member?
No. There's a lot of crime where I'm at. Like,
yeah.
In high school, we had people die.
Oh, well, there's a lot of crime where we were, too, actually, where we grew up.
But I did leave, like,
that area. I was in
third grade to Vegas, so.
Oh, you moved to Vegas?
Yeah, how long did you stay there?
Oh.
Like 3 or 4 years.
Was it nice there? Better?
It was different.
Oh.
It was just, like, less people around, I guess.
Did
like,
they have casinos at the cafeteria, too?
No.
That would have been crazy.
It was actually, like, you know, in the airport where they have, like, just random, like, casinos? Slot machines?
Yeah, yeah, in the airport.
It'd be, like, at the library, there'd be, like, a section where there's, like, a slot machine.
What the heck? Oh. I'd be like, dang, we're in Vegas. Like, that's crazy.
Get you young, you know?
Yeah. How about you, Leo? Growing up?
Yeah.
Like, did elementary school.
So the first thing I could think of was, I was kind of a chubby kid.
Uh-huh.
But I was picking up groceries for my mom.
Yeah.
And I was walking down the alley, and I almost got jumped, but I ran super quick, and I got away. So that's the first traumatic
experience.
How old
were you?
Probably like 10.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
I had like 2 bags of groceries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like 2 people chasing me.
Who jumped you? Like adults?
No, didn't jump me. They're chasing after me. Like, they're
adult,
about to do
adult stuff. People.
I can't tell.
What?
I don't want to.
Dang, bro. Maybe we should not go here.
But also,
but it is fun. That's how you grow
up. No,
character.
No. But they didn't grow up like here, right? You guys grew up there. No, but, like in this area?
Eagle Rock. Yeah, I grew up in Eagle Rock.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That's LA.
That's Philippines. Yeah, I was born in LA. That's super Filipino place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Was it Filipinos chasing you?
In LA?
It was kind of dark. It was around like 6-ish.
No, how big were their calves?
They were at least.
Well,
I don't
big.
Know about the calves, but they were at least like 5'10", and for a 10-year-old, that's really tall.
Yeah, of course. So,
he's a 10-year-old?
No, I was a 10-year-old.
Oh. Like a 5'10", 10-year-old?
Wow.
Dang.
Story gets crazy.
Run.
If I saw that, I would run too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you...
I wonder, we gotta... We
that's
gotta,
hard,
I'm
man.
Gonna look into it more, because I'm like, I bet it's like...
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. It could be crime, education.
I don't want to live California, but like,
it is the best place to live. I mean, like environmentally wise, it's how can you beat California?
Yeah, I mean,
share one last thing.
Yeah, sure.
So I think any state, any country could be as nice or as bad as there's just pockets of everything.
Yeah.
I mean? So
absolutely.
To say a whole state is bad or good is like.
Yeah. I used to live in downtown, and the area I lived in wasn't too bad, but it's downtown, so it's not the safest. But
yeah,
if you go like 3 blocks away, Skid Row.
Yeah.
And it's just like people living on like in tents, just blocks of tents.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, it just depends on where. And this is a nice area.
Skid Row is crazy. One time I had, like, the electric scooter,
mm-hmm.
and I took a wrong turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is Skid Row. And then all of a sudden, this random guy came out of nowhere. I was like, where'd you come from? He's like, invaders, invaders, invaders. And then he started chasing me with a freaking a wine bottle.
Yeah.
I was gosh. I zoomed the hell out of there.
He couldn't keep up?
No, bro. He had no scooter.
Oh, okay. It was fast scooter.
No, fast, super fast scooter. But for some reason, man, like, you remember Carl?
Yep.
He is he's a cop in Stockton.
Yeah.
And he said crackheads have
stamina,
crazy stamina, crazy strength out of nowhere. Because he chased a crackhead one time. And for some reason, he just jumped like a 6-foot fence running away from Carl.
Yeah.
And then literally just zoomed.
Carl, he's a jumper too. In high school,
he
could dunk.
Athletic.
And he was like normal Filipino height.
So I'm wondering what they take, because I need to get some of that.
You know what it is?
Heroin.
I bet they've done so much drugs that, like, you know how we have limiters? So, like, you can only jump so high or run so hard because your body's like, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And that's turned off for them. So he probably can go max jump. But the next day, I bet his knees are messed up and stuff because he didn't, like, he just bypassed the limiters.
It's like Deku.
Yeah, or One Punch Man. He just bypassed the limiters.
That's crazy how we have limiters.
Yeah, because your body is smart. It's like my back's hurt, so I can't do certain things, even though I could. My back,
wow.
It's called guarding. My body won't let me like bend certain ways because it's called guarding. It's like the nerve knows, hey, you might hurt yourself. That even though you won't, you might.
I didn't think about that. What drug is that though?
Huh?
Just asking for a friend. What drug is that?
I think it's caffeine.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, I'll look it up right after this.
I'm excited for the guest next.
Oh, yeah, the guest next. Pretty good.
Is it going to be second or third time?
Second time. But the first time, he wasn't expecting. Now he is.
Yeah, now he's going to be like, I'm expecting a lot. You guys better step it up.
I know. Dog.
No, he's going to be a foster.
He's going to be dad, so.
He's in your shoes less than a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, you learn a lot, but I'm excited to answer his questions, whatever he may be, because I'm still learning as I go.
I had another group of friends, Crawford and Natalie, and they are like a couple months from having the baby, and they didn't find out until, like, I think something like 5 months into it that she was pregnant.
There were no signs, or like, whoa?
I think she like was carrying it really well, and she was like sick, but then she got through it, but then she also had like a
5 months
like
in?
Yeah, she has like, what's the thing that dang it, PCOS.
What's that?
It's like a girl thing. I think it's a girl thing.
I don't know.
It's like a thing, I don't know, and it just messes up with your hormones and everything, and so she just wasn't sure. And then her one of her friends like, maybe you are, and then she's like, let me check, and then it turns out she was like 4 or 5 months pregnant already.
Oh my gosh! Because so, the first 3 months are usually the hardest.
Yeah, so where I'm, you're trying like, to figure it out and stuff.
No, like your body is like, oh, this is the it's most noticeable. Horrible. You're like vomiting, nauseous all the time. So I'm surprised she didn't,
maybe
like,
she went through like a week of that and thought she was just sick, and then she found out she wasn't. But imagine finding out you weren't even trying, and then you have a kid, and you're like, oh, I gotta have a kid in like, 9 months, that's crazy. And they're like, no, 4 months. And you're like, oh, what? So you only have 4 months to get ready for something that you need more than 9 months to get ready for it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's scrambling, she's scrambling. They're like, oh, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Yeah.
Once you know, you're like, lock in.
Like, they're the third person in their friend group to have a kid, so they have people to talk to.
Yeah,
so,
they're good. They're chilling, bro.
That's crazy, though. They probably have a lot of, like, hand-me-downs, because the other ones are, like, a year ahead, so they, like, have all these things the baby already grew out of. Like,
Dude, it's crazy how fast babies, like, grow, because, like, we're having to, like, store all her clothes.
Yeah, already.
Like, there's, like, two big, like, trash bags filled in the storage. Yeah. Just kind of just chilling now.
Yeah, because who's going to wear them?
A future kid or somebody else.
Yeah.
Me, I guess. I don't know. But it's there.
Or my kids.
They're your kids. Stop.
No. In the future.
Freaking psycho.
In the future. That'd be crazy. What if that's how I was telling you?
I know.
You'd have been like, yo, did you set this all up?
I know.
Well,
Let me try that.
What?
Your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Did it feel good?
I guess. It's just like
a little gimmicky.
I don't know. I'm just hoping it doesn't like weaken my neck muscles.
Sure.
Because it's like holding me there, so I'm just resting on it. That's pretty cool. What if I have a little boy?
You have a little boy, that's cool.
Then he's gonna be wearing some girl clothes for the first couple of years.
I guess I'm
there's like pretty unisex.
You have a boy, dog.
That'd be cool.
If our kids get married, that'd be cool. Cause like I don't have to like know the parents or the in-laws.
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the hardest part, I feel like, as a parent and like your child, you know, gets married is, are we cool with the in-laws?
Yeah. Because it's like either you are and you're like, it's like awesome, or you just see them at holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hey, like it's no problem. Yeah. It's like, but if you know that, if you want to hang out with them and they happen to be the in-laws, that'd be dope.
Exactly. Because that's lifetime stuff right there, dude.
So if I end up having a kid, I probably won't have a kid until like 2028.
Okay.
So if then that means that baby Guava will be 2 years older?
Well, maybe baby Guava number two will be same age.
Oh,
did you think about that?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. So now baby Guava number one might not even be the one.
Yeah, baby Guava number two.
So baby Wasabi will imprint on baby Guava number two.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be crazy. You know what would be even crazier?
There's two baby number twos.
No. Okay. What if we both had? What if we both had gay babies?
That'd be crazy.
Two gay, like two boys?
Yeah.
And then they just happen to be gay? And then they fall in love and be like, yo,
that would be crazy.
This is like freaking Modern Family.
It's like Logan and Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta watch,
is
man.
It?
Freaking Logan.
Did I guess it?
That was good. You remember the names?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Freaking Logan's awesome.
That'd
Dylan's
be
awesome.
Awesome.
But that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Hey, gay, straight.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. As long as love is love. You know what I'm saying? LBB, baby. LBB. Yeah, that'd be cool. Even girls.
Girls, yeah, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. Two lesbians.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we would never have car problems.
Or if my car baby is lesbian, be like, hey, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, why hinder their limitations on their happiness? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you can accept them and just have them, make them happy. Let them be happy.
Yep.
They got no control. All you can do is make them happy and give them the best life. That's
what you got to do. You got to do what you can do.
That's got to do.
That'd be crazy. So are you, thinking two is what you're going for?
At least two. I mean,
at least
wanna,
two. Yeah.
You know,
it's a good option. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at least two.
At least two.
Yeah. And then if you wait so, well, I mean, you're not thinking soon, right? Are you trying to keep them close in age or what are you trying to do?
Let's see. Before
Monet's... Are you just going with the flow?
Before Monet's 35. Because after 35, it's kind of a geriatric pregnancy. You get a lot of complications after 35.
That's crazy that they call it geriatric when it's only 35.
Yeah. What's a geriatric?
That means elderly.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
For that age of like having prime baby time,
yeah.
That is geriatric.
Yeah, yeah. So before that, so 2028 is the latest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay, how many people do you know where the girl, or like it could be married couples, friends, whatever.
Sure.
That the girl's 2 years older?
Well, then their sibling.
Or their spouse or their...
Oh,
like
the girl
partner.
Is too...
Yeah, no, not sibling, yeah. Just, like, relationship-wise. Like, my mom is, I think, 1 year older than my dad.
Oh, got it. 2 years older? No, I mean, my dad's 3 years older. Or
your
2 years
is?
Younger than my mom.
Oh!
Yeah.
I feel like most commonly, it's like most people are right-handed, it's like most couples, the guy's a little bit older.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I feel like it's more rare, but both our parents are... The mom is older.
Yeah.
Huh.
How? What's you and Alexis?
I'm 7 years older. Oh, no, 6.5 years older.
Six and a, you know when you were in college, she was in elementary school?
I know. Every time I bring it up, she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh. Yeah. No, I tell her that all the time. I'm like, dang, when I freaking was old enough to join the military, you were in middle school.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, that's back in the day, though.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
No, you know my grandmother.
Yes.
Is... She was 16 when she got married, and my grandfather was 24.
16 when 24, that's 8 years?
But they didn't meet at 14. She got married, or not at 16, she got married at 16.
Oh.
And he was 24.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
But back
nowadays.
Then, yeah, nowadays, that's yeah. Weird. But back then, that was very normal.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and they got married, they lived forever. I mean, my grandfather died. But my grandma...
Mm-hmm.
Now, my dad's talked about this on the stream, so I feel like I was surprised. I thought, we shouldn't talk about it, but I was like, oh, okay.
Sure.
So I guess I could talk about it.
Okay.
She got to the age, she has Alzheimer's or dementia or something
mm-hmm.
in that realm, and she's 85, and she had a stroke like a few years ago or like 5 years ago. So she's been living on her own in her house that she like has.
Yeah.
And a nurse would come every three times a week to like come take her to the senior center to hang out with her friends.
Yeah.
Go to McDonald's, like take care of her. But on the other days she was just on her own.
McDonald's.
Figuring stuff out. She couldn't drive
because
she's too old. She had a stroke. So then she started like, she used to be like 130 pounds. And then, like my dad went out there and she was like 97 pounds. He's like, oh, wait, we gotta. And then so he went to the doctor and the doctor said, hey, she's at a point she can't live alone anymore. She needs to go to assisted living, which is different than a nursing home.
What is the difference?
Assisted living is you're just living there and you have 24/7 help.
Oh, okay.
A nursing home is like you can't leave. Like you're just like bedridden.
You're just okay. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
it.
This one is just like you're living with other old people and people are taking care of you. And I sent you that video.
Yeah.
Of the 97-year-old talking to my grandmother because she didn't want to go.
Uh huh.
But she was like, "Hey, like." It's so much better here. Like, instead of, like, having people, friends or family come over and they're like, okay, here, I'll help you for the rest of your life. You have somebody that's smiling and excited to help you. And it's their job. And they're going to converse with you and not just see you as a burden because you don't want to burden anybody.
Exactly.
And it's nice and you have everything you need. You're making sure you eat. You're making sure you take your meds. So she was missing meds when she was living alone. Mm. She was missing meals. So I was like, Dad, she's about to go Super Saiyan. And he was like, what? I was like, because of course, as a son, isn't that crazy to think about doing that one day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want to go, but they have to go.
Yeah.
And you're like, we have to. So he's been stressing, hasn't been sleeping. And then she hasn't been taking her meds, and she lost a bunch of weight. And I was like, Dad, you're doing such a good son job. You're doing great. Like, this is exactly what you need. Watch, in a month, go back there, look at a picture you took of her before she went in, and look at her after. I guarantee her skin's going to look better, her hair is going to look better, she's going to be more there mentally because she's taking her meds, she's not missing anything, because at that age, you can't miss your medicine.
Yeah.
Like, just one time, for us, if we miss our medicine one time, it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But for that age, you can't miss it. So I was like, I guarantee she's going to be more social, that's going to be great mentally.
Yeah, community is great.
And now
here
we get to the part. This whole story was led up to this.
Oh no.
The nursing home. I mean, assisted living home. They texted my dad and said, "Hey, she's been there for a few days." And he's like, "Hey, just so you know, she's settling in and she latched on to another resident, which is a good sign. And she's getting more familiar with the schedule and she's having fun because they have like bingo night, like crafts, all this stuff every day."
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, "Dad, when did Grandpa die?" He was like, 12 years ago. And I was like, what if the resident that she latched on to, that's like she's becoming good friends with, is a man? And then he was like, oh, no. And I was like, why? And he was like, I don't want a stepdad. And I was like, what? I was like, he's not going to spank you, Dad. Like, what? He's not, like, it's just, and he was like, no. And it's crazy that, because, like, I could tell by the way I asked, he's never even
thought about,
like,
that.
Even pictured his mom with not his dad. Whoa. So he was just like, oh. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy situation he's
it
in.
Could be, it's possible.
And I don't think it would be that bad. I'd be like, well, I mean, if she's lonely. Like, it's not, I mean, he died 12 years ago.
Yeah.
She had a long time to grieve. She never, like, talked to anybody. And then if she met somebody that is fun and they can, she's not alone. I'd be like, think about the first time you hung out with mom or, like, you, and, like, the butterflies and the excitement. Yeah. Uh-huh. And, like, that might be good for her brain and stuff. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
I don't know. It is a weird situation.
It's a weird situation, but like the first thing that came in my mind is like everything still work.
Yeah, that's maybe. I don't know.
I guess
we gotta see.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know, but you know, a very common thing that happens in retirement homes and like nursing homes, assisted living. You know what is very common?
Sex.
Nope. Yes.
Yes, but, I heard that. Yes.
Yeah, it's very. But I used to work at a retirement home.
Okay.
A lot of times, married couples will go there together because they're just older. They need to go. But they both have Alzheimer's and they both forget that they're married. and they just like, it's like a freaking Love Island.
Whoa.
It's like Love Island in there, apparently.
No,
because a lot of them are single.
Yeah, of
and
course.
They, and then a lot of them have dementia. So they forget that they're married.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times, my mom said she went over there and there was a couple like that. And she doesn't know like if they like hook up with other people. But she said it was crazy because every day they would introduce themselves to each other.
No way.
And they would be like, you could tell they're like, oh, they're interested in that person, but they don't know who it is. But they're like, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm Alex.
The married couple?
Yeah, the married couple.
Wow.
And they just click. And like, that's the type of love where you're like, oh, they're going to find each other in every life.
Aww.
Yeah, because they forget every day. And then they're like, oh, hey, what's up?
Dang, that's like a little reality show.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a reality show like that. And that would be pretty cool.
That's
good. I'm glad your grandma is finding her rhythm.
I think she's getting into a routine.
That's hard.
I told my dad, I was like, I mean, he said that they suggested this too, and I was like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because he's super worried. He's such a good son.
Oh, absolutely.
He's super worried, so he goes over there every day for a few hours, plays cards and stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, Dad, maybe you should like slow the pace, or like, because with you there, you're kind of like reminding her of her old life.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, he's here. When are we leaving? Are you going to, when am I going home? And like, so you got to let her get used to being around friends and being to the routine, Because every time you come, she's going to think, are we leaving today?
Yeah.
So I was like, just not too crazy. Maybe like 4 times a week instead of 7 days a week.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that. To give her time to acclimate.
Yeah. And but maybe make it twice a week too.
That'd be crazy eventually. If he went there and
the new stepdad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the new stepdad's not going to spank him like you said. Yeah. Like, Adam, get your ass here. You're not going to do that. Yeah. Come on. But I can see where your head's at.
As long as he's a good guy. I think that, I mean, it's just like, of course, he's like, whoa, no. Yeah, but as long as he's a good guy, I'm sure my dad would be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, as long as he makes her happy, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, okay, put yourself in his shoes. If your mom is there and she finds another person, what's your thoughts?
All right.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Okay. I hear your situation, right? And I raise you this situation.
All right. Raise me up.
So, hypothetically, my grandmother. What do you call your grandmother?
Lola.
Grandma. Oh,
yeah, grandma. Both and then mommy. Mommy and grandma.
Which one's mommy?
Mommy is the one in the Philippines.
Mommy? Grandma.
Yeah, mommy.
Mommy.
You what never
do you
met
call?
Mommy.
Did you ever call your mommy as a baby?
My grandma? Mommy?
No, your mom.
My mom? She's mom. Mom.
She was never
mom.
Mommy?
Mama. No.
Ah. My grandma is Mama.
Okay.
What? Oh, yeah. So, Mama. So, she's in the thing. No. She's in the thing. She finds somebody. She falls in love with this guy. They get married. They both die. Who's she with in heaven?
Okay, say that
my
again.
My grandfather
say that again.
Or the stepdad?
Say that again. Does she have to kill anyone to see the girl again?
No. No.
Say this again. Say that riddle again.
It's not a riddle.
Oh.
If my grandmother falls in love again,
sure,
marries somebody,
okay,
they die, who is she going to be with in heaven, my grandfather or the guy?
Both. Then they have to kind of figure it out, like, hey, I was with
like,
her first.
Like split custody?
I don't know. That's a great question, because like that's a thing, dude.
What happens?
I think about that too. Like, yeah. People who like love another person after their significant dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they gotta settle it in the game of bingo.
What were you gonna say, Matt?
There's a movie.
Yeah, what?
Really?
There's a movie?
There, you said there's a movie?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Witch.
Oh, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, there's a movie?
She's in a movie called Eternity.
And then?
That's basically what happens. She was married at first to a guy when she was younger, and he ended up dying. And then she had like a whole other life, got married again for like 40 years with Miles Teller.
Yeah.
And they got older, and then they died. So when she went to heaven, the first
wait,
husband...
Wait, is this a spoiler?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, but like, it's a trailer. Like,
oh,
she
okay,
got
okay,
to heaven,
yeah.
She got to heaven, and...
She had to decide.
He was waiting for her since he died.
Yeah.
And then the current, or like the...
Miles Teller died too?
He died too, like a week after.
Oh.
Because, you know, heartbreak, like, you know, with my story, if I died, she would die too.
Yeah.
Then she had to decide. And you stick with whoever for eternity.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's kind of cool. And there's
that's
also
crazy.
There's a duck right there.
A duck?
There's a freaking duck by the pool. That's the duck that keeps pooping in the pool. You're the reason.
Decapitation.
Coda, go get it.
Go get it, Coda. Go get the duck.
Does Coda know how to get ducks?
She loves ducks. No, but she loves ducks in the pool, like rubber duckies. So maybe that's what
duck.
She's practicing for. Go, Coda.
Okay, I guess.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. She's thinking. She's like, what, Dad? What?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I guess we just watched the movie, and then that's
yeah,
the answer.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen in that movie.
Oh, man.
Wow,
that's
I got to watch that.
Crazy.
I wonder if it did well.
I don't know, but anyways.
All right.
Let's just get the duck. Like, I'm curious what Coda would do with this duck over there.
Yeah. All right,
anyways.
We got some busy, we got some important business to get to. Sorry, guys. We're going to see you on the next podcast with...
AJ Raphael.
AJ Raphael.
All right. Little bit of heat.
Little bit of sweet. Spicy fruit.